Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You are listening to Steel Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele, and I'm so happy to be back with you. As I mentioned, our first guest is Zach Stevenson, Minnesota State Representative for District 35A. And 35A is, of course, Anoka and Coon Rapids. He is joining us now. Why? Well, starting next week, the city of Anoka will try a first-of-its-kind experiment in Minnesota. For 1 month, the Northwest suburb will establish a social district with opportunities for people to take alcoholic drinks from a specific bar outside to walk around a small specified area of the city. Now, what are the benefits of this kind of initiative? Why are we even talking about it, right? And what are the pitfalls? Well, Zach Stevenson, our Minnesota State Representative for District 35, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. My goodness, the first time I heard about this, there was a lot of buzz. A lot of people are talking about social district. Tell us exactly how to define it.
Well, I think the best analogy, particularly at this time of year, or something that's relatable to people, is just think about when the last time you're at the state fair, where you're able to go up to a booth and buy yourself a nice cold beer. And if you want to walk down the street and go get some food from another establishment, mm-hmm. or go check out a shop or something, you can do that without having to set down your beverage. There's lots of small towns across the country that have this in place. Anoka, of course, has that beautiful historic downtown that we love so well. Mm-hmm. With a lot of bars and restaurants and a wine bar and even a couple speakeasies. So a lot of places where you can enjoy a cold beverage on a nice summer evening like tonight.
So really this is kind of a walking party that's happening. You go from one destination to another destination. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's like that. You know, I think that on some nights, there'll be live music. Like, I think when we kick off the social district, for example, which is this upcoming Wednesday, there will be some live music there in downtown Anoka. But it's mostly so that you can go from, for example, 10K, my favorite little local craft brewery in Anoka, grab yourself your favorite beer there, walk down Jackson Street to Serums, where you can get some of the best wings in the state of Minnesota.
Nice.
All enjoying a summer evening out in Minnesota.
So, of course, you're the one that's behind all of this. I'm sure your neighbors, people in Anoka and Coon Rapids, they must be asking you a lot of questions. Am I correct?
You know, I think there are a lot of people who are curious about how it's going to work, but the city has done a just phenomenal job of planning and preparing for this, thinking through all of the little details in terms of what's the borders of this social district. You know, where can you go with and where can't you go? And what are the hours? And how are we going to make sure that only people who are of age are drinking? And the city's put a lot of thought into this, and so I think it's going to be a great experience.
Will you have to beef up the police department in that area?
I think that they're going to have some people out and about, but I think, you know, for the most part, we're expecting a very reasonable situation. And that's what you see in other cities that have done this. It's not a huge out of control party. It's people being responsible, being out with family and friends and enjoying a nice evening.
Even if it's not a huge audience, the challenge for me, my father was killed by a drunk driver. And the one thing I've learned about this over the many years is that no matter what you do, one person with a bottle of alcohol, even a beer or a light beer, can be dangerous to others, right? So like
That's absolutely true.
Right. And so the borders you're talking about, how do you secure those borders?
Well, they're going to be clearly marked as you move through the area, so you'll be able to know where you can go and where you can't go. And we definitely, I would expect that there will be people out and about, you know, city employees, police officers, to make sure people know that they're approaching the edge, particularly here at the beginning when it's, this is a new thing that we're all getting used to. But, you know, we have incredibly good businesses up here in Anoka who will be treating people responsibly, not serving people who are obviously intoxicated. And I think we're going to have a good experience.
It also says here that as part of the bill, a provision was included that enables the city of Anoka to adopt local regulations to create a social district. Tell me how the local regulations are making this even better.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I was just making reference to, is things like the borders of the district and the time. You know, this is not something that's going to go all night long. It's going to end at 10 o'clock at night, for example. Working with those businesses, for example, all of the beverages will be out of cups that are clearly marked as social district cups, so that you'll be able to see people, you know, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, right, drinking out of a cup, or if they're walking with something they're not supposed to have. So the city has been very thoughtful about how to put this together, working with the businesses in the area to come up with a plan that will work well for everyone involved and make it a great experience.
Children will be able to walk alongside the adults and the teenagers as well?
Well, you know, certainly it's going to be a family friendly experience in Anoka, but you know, if you're under the age of 21, you won't be able to drink.
Okay, so everyone has to show their ID, possibly, if you're asked.
Absolutely, you absolutely have to show an ID.
Okay, so once this starts, are you going to ease into it, or has this already begun? Am I way behind?
No, it starts on Wednesday. This Wednesday, just before 6 o'clock, is our kickoff. And Anoka's taking it for a little pilot here in the fall, so it'll only be for about a month. And then they're going to, you know, learn from what worked, what didn't work, and it'll come back next summer with on a more permanent basis.
Wow. So September 6th, everyone, make sure you can make it there. Are you inviting people from other communities as well?
Absolutely. You know, we always like welcoming people to downtown Anoka, historic downtown Anoka. If you've never been, is a great old downtown with lots to do and great food and great beverages. Everybody's welcome.
And if you're asking the question, okay, it begins on September 6th, but when does it stop? It stops on October 7th. So you only have that, you know, few days to go out and have a great time. A lot of these neighborhoods in Anoka and Coon Rapids really know each other well, right? That's one of those communities where they get out and really get to know one another.
Absolutely. It's a great community up here, and I think a lot of people are really looking forward for another opportunity to be able to get together and have a good time.
Are there any things that concern you? Are you worried about anything within this particular event? Are you worried at all?
You mentioned that it only takes one person to mess things up for other people, and so that's always a concern. But I think you plan for that. And I know the city has been very thoughtful in thinking about those types of situations and how they would be addressed. And that's why I think we're starting a little slow. It's, you know, happening here in the fall, not in the heat of the summer. We're only doing it for a month. It's going to be done at 10 o'clock every night. We're just feeling it out a little bit so we can figure out how to do this in a way that everybody will be able to enjoy And it's safe and responsible.
Yeah, I also read that window clings will be displayed at each licensed business within the boundaries, indicating it is a licensed social district business. That's the key, a licensed social district business. How many businesses downtown Anoka would you say are involved in this?
You know, I don't know the number, but there are a lot of bars and restaurants and even a couple speakeasies in downtown Anoka, historic downtown Anoka, so there'll be lots of options. We have a craft brewery, I already mentioned. There's also a wine bar in historic downtown Anoka. And then a lot of places that people who maybe haven't been there for a long time still would remember, you know, Serums and Billy's, establishments that have been there for decades. It's just it's a great atmosphere.
Wow, this is a big deal. Some people are asking, when I first heard about it, I didn't quite understand that you brought clarity tonight, so thank you. And we do wonder, is it only during the fall of each year? Is it going to be consistent?
No, so we're going to they're taking it out for a little test drive this fall, but then it'll come back probably in the early summer, next summer, and then it probably will be a permanent feature. For Anoka, if it goes well. I mean, you know, if people are enjoying it and it's safe and responsible, I expect it'll be a permanent feature of downtown Anoka, just like it is in lots of quaint towns around the country.
All right. Now, there are not the last time I was in Anoka, there weren't many people of color that I saw. Has that changed in that community?
You know, all like most of the suburbs around the Twin Cities, Anoka is a city that is diversifying. So I grew up right next door in Coon Rapids, and when I graduated from Coon Rapids High School in 2002, it was, you know, probably 90% white students at Coon Rapids High School. My wife teaches at Coon Rapids High School right now. She teaches high school English. And she'll tell you that student body is now about 50-50 between white kids and kids of color. And that increasing diversification is happening all across the metro, obviously. We know that. But Anoka is no exception.
I sure appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. And if people want more information, which website do they go to?
They can go to the City of Anoka's website.
AnokaMinnesota.com. Again, that's AnokaMinnesota.com. If you want to get involved, please read as much as you can and make sure that your family understands that you are participating in this. That is really important as well. So thank you so much, Zach Stevenson, Minnesota State Representative for District 35A. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too, sir. Good night.
Bye.
All right, everyone. You heard about it. And if this is something you're interested in, go check it out. I believe it will be spreading. I want to make sure that we know this. It says at the end of this, with the conclusion of the 2023 pilot program, city staff will gather information, report back to the Anoka City Council, and then report its findings to the state of Minnesota to help develop a comprehensive plan, a plan for the 2024 social district and beyond, and as an example for other cities to use. So this is going to spread if it goes well. Just make sure you know as much as you need to know, especially as a parent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.